It has been confirmed that Wall Street Journal correspondent Daniel Pearl, kidnapped last month in Pakistan, was slain by his kidnappers. A statement issued by local authorities in Pakistan said a videotape received by Pakistani and US officials showed scenes of Daniel Pearl's murder. The 38-year-old reporter had disappeared in Karachi on January 23rd.
Laura and I and the American people are deeply saddened to learn about the loss of Daniel Pearl's life. And we're really sad for his wife and his parents and his friends and colleagues who have been clinging to hope for weeks that he'd be found alive. We're especially sad for his unborn child, who will now know his father only through the memory of others.
Pearl's wife, Marianne, who was with him in Karachi, is more than 6 months pregnant with the first child, a son. Paul Steger, the managing editor of the Wall Street Journal, praised Pearl as a great reporter and a dear friend to many at the Journal.
We now believe, based on reports from the U.S. State Department and police officials in the Pakistani province of Sindh, that Danny Pearl was killed by his captors. We're heartbroken at his death. Danny was an outstanding colleague, a great reporter, and a dear friend of many at the Journal. His murder is an act of barbarism. It makes a mockery of everything that Danny's kidnappers claim to believe in. They claim to be Pakistani nationalists, but their actions must surely bring shame to all true Pakistani patriots.
Pearl was working as the Journal's South Asian Bureau Chief and was based in Mumbai for the past 2 years. He joined the Journal in 1990, working in Atlanta, Washington, London and Paris before moving to India. Ashima Sharda, ANI.